Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Beis. We're starting Shar Beis, Be'ezus Hashem, Perik Aleph, Ksiv. It says in the Torah, La'avis Hashem Lokeichim, La'ovdei. Right, there's a mitzvah to love Hashem, your God, and to serve Him, B'chol Avavchim, U'b'chol Nafshachim. Now, this is the second paragraph of the Shema, and it says that we should love Hashem, our God, and serve Him with all our hearts and with all our souls. Ba'amar Azal, and our sages say, they come to Tainis, first chapter of Tainis of the Sifri, it's in the Sifri, Ezu Yavoid Shebelev, what's called the service of the heart, Heva'oim Ezeh Tefillah, this is prayer. And as there's a chiddush, the first paragraph of Shema speaks about, V'haftes Hashem Lokecho, you should love Hashem, V'olavavcho, V'olavcho, V'olavcho, it just speaks about loving Hashem. The second paragraph introduces a chiddush, it says there, to love Hashem and to serve Him. The serving, we didn't have before in the first paragraph. The first paragraph we said just to love Hashem. The second paragraph says to love Hashem and to serve Him with all your heart. So the Gemara says, what sort of service do you do with your heart? Right? Your heart's not your limbs, your heart's not your hands and your feet or your mouth. So what service can you do with your heart? And that, the Gemara says, that's prayer. Prayer is a service you do with your heart. Because it's really, the main thing is what happens in your heart. It's not the words that you speak, it's what your thoughts that you're thinking, which is your heart. It's your heart that gives us the right thoughts, the right motivations, etc. So therefore, this is called L'Avdei. So when we say in the Shema, L'Avas Hashem L'Kehu L'Avdei, so we're talking about davening. We're talking about prayer. Now, in terms of the first thing, love. We said loving and serving. So in terms of loving, that it says we have to do it with all our hearts. Who posh it? That makes sense. Right? You love Hashem with your heart. How else are you going to love Hashem? You love Him with your heart. So that's simple. He mitzvah satluyas belev. It's a mitzvah you do with your heart. And loving Hashem is not a physical action. It's something you do with your heart. V'chein inyan ha'ava b'v'chol nefesh. Now, with all your soul, which means with all your life, you should love Hashem with all your life, which means you're ready to sacrifice your life for the love of Hashem. Right? So therefore, that also makes sense. So, Ava, to love Hashem, b'chol nefesh, we understand that as well. Hainu, af gam limso nafsho, which means the person is willing to sacrifice his life for Hashem. Right? If Hashem's honor is at stake, and you need to preserve Hashem's honor by giving up your life. Right? They want you to serve an idol, and you say, "No, I'm not going to serve any idols, and I'm prepared to give up." So therefore, we have to be even ready to give up our lives. So that's b'chol nafshecho, b'chol levavcho with your whole heart, b'chol nafshecho even if you have to give up your life with your whole life. Because our love is so great, we're willing to give up our lives for the love of Hashem. And that's the obligation. Like we say in the first paragraph of Shema. V'haftes Hashem lokecho, v'chol levavcho, v'chol nafshecho, with all your heart, with all your soul, means your whole life. Amnam, however, here comes the issue. The parsha is a chidush hu shechidsho. This parsha, if the second paragraph of Shema has a chidush, shegam ha'avoido, that the service of Hashem, he atzfila, which is our davening, which is our prayer, tzichel yos b'chol leiv u'b'chol nefesh, with our heart and with our whole life. Elohochi nami lo k'si b'chol moedeichem, and that's why I don't say with all your might. Because in the first paragraph it says, chol levavcho, chol nafshecho, chol moedecho, right? K'mo b'pasha yishon edichsiv nami u'b'chol moedecho. In the first paragraph it says, with all the chomodech, with all your might. Keep a pasha, you show in a mayim inyan mitzvahs ava lechud, because the first paragraph of Shema only speaks about the mitzvah of loving Hashem. Right? Shaykh lemashti ava gam bechomoid. So therefore you can say you can love Hashem with all your might. V'zeh moment. What does it mean with all your might? With all your resources. What's your resources? Is your cash. You love Hashem with all your life and with all your money. So if someone says to you, I serve an idol, otherwise I'm going to take all your money, I'm going to take your house, I'm going to take everything you have. So you have to say, okay, take it all. I'm not going to go against the word of Hashem. So when it says loving Hashem, it's got three things there: with all your heart, with your life, and with all your resources, all your money. Moshe Amar Azal, Yesh lecha odem shel amoy nechavi v'al alav migufei. You see, the Gemara asks the question, if a person's willing to give his life, so for sure he's willing to give up all his money. So the Gemara says, no, there's some people, because there's some people whose money is more dear to them than their own life. It's more important they're hanging on to their money than they hang on to their lives. Right? And he's willing to give up his life. When money, no, I don't want to give up my money. You can also explain that. Maybe he's got a big family, he wants to support his family. He says he'd rather die and that they should have money than live and that they shouldn't have money. So therefore the Torah says you have to be willing to serve Hashem with your whole life and with all your money. But that's in terms of, loving Hashem. That's in terms of loving Hashem. Aval b'parsha zu, but our parsha, the second parsha, yichsiv bo nami avoid, which is speaking about davening, right? Avoid the service, eat tefillah, which is the prayer, lo shaykh le kol kach b'chol mo'oid. It's not shaykh to daven to Hashem with all your money. Right? We can understand you're davening to Hashem with all your heart. That makes sense. You're davening to Hashem with all your life. That doesn't make sense so much, but that's what he's going to explain. That's the next section. He's going to explain what does it mean you davening Hashem b'chol nafshecha, with your whole soul, with all your whole life. But to say you should daven to Hashem with all your money, that doesn't make sense, right? What do you mean? How do you daven with your money? So that was left out. The first paragraph that spoke only about loving Hashem, speaks about also with all your money, you have to love Hashem. But the second paragraph speaks about davening, so it doesn't, money doesn't really apply. But the other two things do apply, right? With all your heart and with all your soul, which means your life. Vine, mashine ma b'chol avavchem, what it says with all your heart, al inyan atfila, concerning prayer, to pashut, this is simply, umuvua kavonis akosav l'shnei yonim. This actually can be explained in two ways. There are two aspects to serving Hashem with all our hearts. Harishoin, the first one, hainu lefanois liboi mitir de samachshavos. The first way that we daven to Hashem with all our hearts is by turning our thoughts away from any distractions. Latoisam elakavon ashleim letevus atfila, and therefore there should be a full intention on the words of the prayer. That in us, when you're davening and you're saying the words of the prayer, the words of the Siddur, you're not thinking about this world. You're not thinking about your business. You're not thinking about things that you have to do. Right, what are you going to have for breakfast? What are you going to have for lunch? Right, you're not thinking about distractions. You're not being distracted. So that's one pshat b'chol levavcha, that you give your whole heart to your prayer and you don't allow distractions to creep in. So harishon, the first one, hain lefonos libo mitir de samachshavos, to turn your hearts from distracting thoughts, latoisa lakavona shlema latevus atfila, and to turn it and to focus it with a full focus on the words of the prayer. Belev of Shalom, with a full heart, umka deliba, with the depth of your heart, ka'amram zal bebraisa, like our sages teach, reish perik eino ibdim, hamispalatza, shechavenes libo l'shamayim. It says in the Gemara, one who davens needs to direct his heart to the heavens. In other words, he has to give his heart over to the heavens. Shenema, as the pasuk says, tochin libam. Right? You prepare their hearts, which means Hashem helps us to prepare our hearts. And the next part of the pasuk says, takshiv oznecho. You prepare their hearts, and then your ear hears. That's the degree that our hearts are prepared for the prayer. So to that degree, Hashem's ear hears our prayers. Like we also see the psukim by Chana, Chana he medabes al libo. It says about Chana when she was davening, we learn Shmon Esrei from Chana, and she was davening that Hashem should give her a child. So it said that she spoke in her heart, she spoke with her heart, she put her whole heart into her prayer. Mikana mispalatzal she chaven liboy. And from here we hear that when one who davens has to intend his heart, he has to give his heart over. Moshe Omer David HaMelech, Alav HaSholem, like David HaMelech said, B'chol libi derashtich, with my whole heart I sought you. With my whole heart I searched you out. U'bezoya b'shalach, also in the Zoya, Kol man dematzli tzlusa kame malka kadisha, anyone who's davening, he's saying his prayers in front of the Holy King. Boilem b'bu'oi b'usei u'letzolem u'umkadalibi. He needs to ask his requests and to say his prayer from the depths of his heart. The prayer should be coming from the depths of your heart. Begin the ishtakach libe shlim, so that his whole heart should be given over to Hashem. Yichaven libe ruuso, and he should intend his his heart, his emotions, and his desires. Right, his desires have to come through. What you really want has to come through in your prayer. that you have to give you over your thoughts and your desires to Hashem. L'chein amu Chazal, and that's why Chazal says, Shem Mispal Tzad Lishois, one who's coming to daven should delay a little bit, you should wait a little bit. Before you daven, there has to be a pause. Kedei shitischoy den daito elav, so that his mind should learn to supplicate, he should get into a supplicating mode. In other words, you need a sort of a quiet time just to quieten your mind. There's so much going around. You've been running around, you've been doing 101 things, and now you're coming to the shul. So you need sort of a quiet time. You need to actually sit for a few minutes before the davening and just let your mind quieten down. Right? It says Chassidim Rishonim, they used to wait a full hour before they davened, just to get their mind in the right frame of mind. This, you have to have a cool mind, a focused mind. Behind and that's with all your heart. That your whole heart is filled with the understanding of the words of the prayer. That if some other thought comes into your mind while you're davening, so that splits the heart in two. That's called a split heart, because half your heart's on the davening, and half your heart's on something else. So then it's not called a whole heart, it's called a split heart. A split heart. Okay, that's the one pshat we need for B'chol Levavchem. Now there's a second pshat as follows. Vasheini, the second idea of B'chol Levavchem, haynu gam l'sharish b'liba avoydes ha'tfila tanuga ulam v'no'isov. That we have to uproot from our davening all of the pleasures of this world, mikol v'kol. In other words, we shouldn't be focusing on the pleasures of this world. Rather, we should turn all of our desires towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we should be desiring with our prayer to get close to Hashem. Prayer is not just an opportunity to ask for things from Hashem. Send us panosa, send us children, send us good health, etc. It's not just an opportunity to ask for things, but it's actually an opportunity to get close to Hashem. So therefore, we should be davening for Hashem. We should be giving our praise to Hashem. We should be building this connection, this relationship with Hashem. So this is the second idea of Levavchem, because Lev is your desire. Your heart is what you desire, your heart's desire. So your desire must be for Hashem. Your prayer is you're expressing a desire to be close to Hashem. We should be looking up at the exalted nature of Hashem. As it says in the Gemara, that one who davens has to put his heart to the heavens. He has to give his heart to the heavens. The whole force of his prayer, of his heart, should be drawn to the heavens, to the one above, to get pleasure from Hashem, to delight in Hashem. Hashem is the source of life. He's the source of light. He's the glory. He's the beauty. He's the pleasure of this world. And to take pleasure from Hashem, besides the words of the prayer, besides the actual words, you actually have intention with your prayer to enjoy Hashem's presence, to see yourself as standing before Hashem. I mean, His presence, and He's my host. He's speaking to me. I'm speaking to Him, and I'm enjoying the company. I'm enjoying this special moment. So that's our desire should be for this moment, for this closeness. Okay, like we mentioned about the early Hasidim, who waited an hour to daven, that they should give their whole hearts to Hashem. Also, Rabbeinu Yonah explains it. Ein sham v'libcho toshis. Place your heart in it. Put your heart into it. If someone does something with his whole heart, he throws his heart into something. A person gets into a project, he's so involved, he does it with his whole heart. He doesn't hear anything, he doesn't see anything, he's so involved, he's given his whole heart to something, so everything stops existing for him. He forgets about everything else. So that's really giving our hearts to Hashem. This is the second intention. This is the higher thing, but it's really part of the mitzvah of Chol Levavcho, right? That we're giving all of our heart to Hashem. It's really our desire to be in this place, in this space, for this time. It says in the Midrash, Adam tzar shi'tai libei koyim shispal. A person has to purify his heart. Now, purifying your heart means from your desires. You have to remove other desires and put and be striving to have this closeness. Shi'tai libo, purify your heart before he davens. Amnam. Now, just an important point, which is what he adds here in brackets, called Ika inyan taras alev. The actual idea of purifying the heart, hirak lemitzvah loikuva, is only as a mitzvah, and doesn't withhold you from fulfilling the mitzvah. In other words, a person, let's say, who davens without his whole heart, he still fulfilled the davening. Let's say you had a davening and your mind was shot. You were like, maybe you had kavana for the first bracha, Mogen Avrom, that's Likuva. You have to at least know what you're saying for the first bracha, Mogen Avrom. But the rest of the davening was pretty weak. But he said all the words, but the rest of the davening was weak. His mind was not so much into it. He has fulfilled his mitzvah. He's fulfilled the mitzvah of davening. That we say that you should do it with your whole heart, that's just to enhance the mitzvah. That's just ideal. That's the ideal. So in terms of every mitzvah, we say that doing a mitzvah with love and doing a mitzvah with fear and doing a mitzvah with focus enhances the mitzvah. So that's, however, it's only a plus and it's not likuva, and that's also true for prayer. That's also true for prayer. You've got your basic prayer intact, so you fulfill the mitzvah. Afshin nikras avodah shebelev, and even though prayer is called the service you do with your heart, the interesting thing, it's the service you do with your heart, Moshe Nizbaik Tzas Leil, as we explained a bit before, Sha'ika b'chol mitzvah siya ma'isa. Nevertheless, the main part of the mitzvah is the action, and if you've got the action of prayer, you've got more or less a basic intention. You come to daven, and you have the minimum kavanas that we've spoke about, so you have fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay, so now all of this is in terms of explaining what it means b'chol levavcha, b'chol levavchim. However, what's b'chol nafshachim? What does it mean to serve Hashem with our lives? What does it mean to daven to Hashem with our lives? And that's what he's going to ask now. Now, to understand what it means about davening with all your life, with all your soul, with all your life, how does that fit in with prayer? So first we have to understand, what is this idea of brocha? We speak about brocha, right? We so to speak, bless Hashem. What does it mean we bless Hashem? We find a number of places in Chumash. The Pasuk says in Chumash, you shall bless Hashem. Boch Hashem Loilam. Blessed is Hashem forever. Boch Hinafshes Hashem. My soul blesses Hashem. Rahabeku is many examples of blessing Hashem. What does it mean to bless Hashem? What's pshat of blessing Hashem? The Kain Bediva Rezal Matzin. Also, we find the Gemara is a brocha. Sheomer Kaviochel Rabbi Shmuel. Right, Rabbi Shmuel was Kohen Godel. He said that Rabbi Shmuel came into the Kodesh Kadosh in Yom Kippur, and he saw the Divine Presence, and the Divine Presence said, Yishmael b'ni b'cheni, Yishmael my son, bless me. What does that mean, bless me? Right? The Kohen called Nusach Matbeh Tfilos V'Abrochus, and also all of our davening, and all the brochas we say, they all start with the word Baruch. Everything, every brocha, every davening starts with the word Baruch. Kulam Shios under Anshek Nesukdel. When Anshek Nesukdel set our davening for us, and Poiskim is signed by Baruch. It always starts with a Baruch. So, what does Baruch really mean? What do we mean with Baruch? And with that, we'll have to see Perik Beis.